Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Everybody who is watching us on the Facebook, we say hi. Yes, sun is going down, like in my song. But today we will be having maybe not often, but serious topic. I'm really not bringing too many serious topic on Accent On, but I'm not running away from them. Somehow, somewhere, life is just easy for most of us and not hard, like the project that we'll be talking today about. Today's show is about child abuse topic. So I know a lot of people do not want to hear about anything really that is relating to this topic. Not because we just don't want, for whatever reason, we just are hurt so much deeply inside to even listen to it that we are escaping to just understanding what a horror, especially children, are going through for sometimes many, many years. Also, so we have only 50 minutes. Like I said, this is a serious topic. I'm very, very proud to have my two guests with us in the studio. We have Lovie, who in a moment he will introduce himself. He's coming here, I don't know, already a few times. Hi, Lovie.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, and we have our new friend to the show with us, Rita. She will introduce herself in a moment too. And of course, Ilona Europa, who I hope people remember that for many, many years I was really introducing this topic to all of us through childhelp.org organization, which I was working with for a long, long time. Around 2012 and 11, and still my heart beats for them because this is like one of the best organizations ever. So anybody, if you have a heart and you have open mind and you would like to help understand a little bit more and learn about projects that our guest will be talking about, please stay with us. So I think the best way to start the show is to listen to beautiful voice that everybody knows.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thank you, Michael Douglas. Childhelp.org. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So, hi, Rita. Could you introduce yourself to us? I'm really, really excited for everybody to know that originally Rita is from Poland, but I would love you to tell us your life story.
Oh, excellent. I love this question. Thank you, Ilona. My name is Rita Czolek. I immigrated from Poland to the United States in 1995. I was 21 years old, And I moved to Chicago because that's where my uncle, my godfather, lived at the time. I was a university student in Poland. And so one of the first priorities for me, as soon as I realized this is where I want to stay, this is where I see opportunities, this is where I see my life unfolding, was to re-enter school. And I know within a few years, I earned a Bachelor of Science degree from DePaul University. And what was important to me at the time of my life was financial security. I pursued accounting, I got my CPA certification, and I started to work for PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is world's largest accounting firm. And I ended up working in business for many, many years. But that voice, that little voice inside of me told me that I needed to pursue the arts. And what I had realized through a self-discovery process was that really I am a storyteller and I wanted stories, and especially those important stories that touch on people's hearts, that speak to social issues, human rights. And so I went back to school, ended up going back to my alma mater, DePaul University. And in 2015, by the time I was 40 years old, I graduated with a Master of Fine Arts in Cinema Production. So thank you. So that was a big endeavor. And while I was still in my final years of obtaining my degree, I established Kaja Productions as my media production company. Kaja is a name inspired by my mother's name, who died from ovarian cancer almost 3 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. She did live to know that I was establishing this company and I was going to name it with her name. And so when I graduated from film school, this was Chicago. It was very cold and I thought I needed to make a move. And so I made a move to Los Angeles, to the sunny, beautiful Los Angeles, and I've lived here ever since. My media production company was able to establish itself fairly quickly, and I started to work with prominent organizations, individuals. Last year, I collaborated with Barbara Streisand and supported her as she was promoting her album, Walls. It was a very political album. She was doing a lot of interviews, and I worked as part of the team to put up those interviews and other press releases and whatnot. I also collaborated with Keith Merrill, who is an Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker, on an initiative. It was a humanitarian initiative in Los Angeles called Race for Good that was led by Linda Cruz, world-renowned humanitarian. And we ended up going to Nepal, and I ended up documenting her journey in Nepal with UCLA students, implementing sustainable plans for local communities deep in the Himalayas that were impacted by the earthquake that had happened a few years earlier, which Linda called the forgotten people. Mm. So lately I've been collaborating with David Rod, who was a friend and a mentor, even with the current project, who worked with also prominent people, Michael Jackson, Sting, David Lynch, Oliver Stone. So I've been very, very fortunate. I had a vision for my company that it combine beauty and quality, and that that would be the aesthetic in everything I do. And that spoke to people, and I've been able to work with such prominent folks.
You have some also awards for your films. And like you mentioned, you are not running away from serious topics.
That's
and that's
right.
Really, I love this about you. Yes, in a way, it's much harder, I think, to achieve awards for doing something so important, because like I mentioned, people prefer easy entertainment. Mm-hmm. And life is not easy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes seems like in LA everything is easier because we have so beautiful weather, but you know, we have our life problems, and all what we'll be talking about today is happening here too, everywhere. So you have very important project in the makings. Mm-hmm. We are here for the first time. We'll be announcing the title of the film. And you will explain the project, the same Lovey will be talking about his past project, and he continues also his film, which is on the same topic. We'll talk about that too. But I think, tell us why you decided to put your brain, your heart, and everything what you really have with your company, who is pretty young, but also, mm-hmm. already you achieved a few successes with your movie, and you decided to do this serious stuff.
Mm-hmm. So this is the topic I had already explored in my short film that I did as part of my MFA thesis film called Grown Strong. But I felt that there was more to say on this topic. I'm a survivor of physical and emotional abuse, and felt that it had impacted my life in tremendous ways. Really, it shaped who I am, but it had such profound effect that I felt that I really needed to engage this topic, open up a conversation, unshame it, because there's so much shame around mm-hmm. it, and give survivors some hope that resources exist, that healing is possible. And this is really what I want to do with my film. I want to raise awareness of this issue. I want people to start having conversations, because that's really the only way to change, and then give some hope.
Yeah, beautiful. So title of your film, of documentary, is?
Child Not Released. So this is the current working title, as many of you may be familiar. Filmmaking is an iterative process, and so currently this is the title. We feel committed to it. It refers to that child who has been traumatized, that hasn't quite yet been released in adulthood, and that's what the child not released is referring to.
And everybody who would like to know more about this project, please go to Accent On page on Facebook. I added all information plus contact to Rita. If for whatever reason somebody would like to get in touch with you, and again, our show will be ready for downloads, or everybody can listen many times. I will be posting links tomorrow, and of course for Facebook live feed is always available on LA Talk Radio Facebook page and my too. Okay, Lovie, you both have something in common. I knew it, that you are the perfect gentleman to meet Rita, and hopefully something really wonderful will happen because of all our meeting today especially. I know about your life. You are my neighbor. So it's funny how much you can find out when you talk on a parking lot with your neighbor. So that's slowly from easy topics. We just were talking from the music, because you also love music. And we just got into these dark subjects. And you were amazing, you know, telling me your life story. And you're a wonderful human being, like I said. And really, you have very good past. I would like you to share your short bio or life story with us. And of course, we both will stop, all three will stop in a moment, that you really have something very important to share with when it comes to child abuse topic. So please, one more time, your name?
Lovie Johnson.
And why you call yourself Junior?
Well, my full name is Lovie Ray Johnson Jr.
And that's how people can find you on Facebook.
And that's how people can find me on Facebook. So if you want to know more about this project that I'm going to be talking about, please hit me up on Facebook, Lovie Ray Johnson Jr. I am pretty open. I'm not a snob when it comes to Facebook. So, but if you bring genre, if you bring drama to the table, though, I will block you.
Okay. And that's good. So a few years ago, you came to the studio and you told us about your project, a film that you are creating, and it was a really unusual way that you wanted to speak out about child abuse topic. Just tell us the title and what we can find out right now about your movie.
The title of the film project, I like to call it a humanitarian film project. It's called The Protégé Project. When you break down that word protege means that it's somebody that's put in charge of a younger person's well-being, and they're looking out for everything from their mental, physical, and spiritual health. And dealing with what the subject that we're talking about with Rita and myself, with child abuse, I'm a functioning survivor, just like Rita. She's not just a survivor. She is a functioning survivor. A survivor to me is somebody that's walking around like a zombie, because they have not made progress in healing that inner child. But my film project is basically like the exact opposite of what Rita's doing, is I'm telling it different from a different viewpoint. the a little synopsis is it's a vigilante serial killer stalking child traffickers and pedophiles. So basically the kid, you know, grew up and he was sexually abused and he told someone and no one believed him. And he wanted to make sure that no other kid would hurt like he did. And he's very smart and he's graduated college and got a degrees and he's a tech, you know, millionaire. But deep down inside he's got a war that he's fighting that he's having trouble with. I mean, when you've got somebody that has a duality like that anyway, to begin with, when they're going above and beyond what's considered normal ways to handle things, that's something in and of itself, that psyche is damaged. That's severely damaged. My project is, it hits home with a lot of people. It's a very dark subject that we deal with. It's a swept under the rug epidemic. But if nobody talks about it, then how is it ever going to get dealt with? How are we ever going to move forward? I definitely got a chance to meet and talk with Rita before we started the show. And I just was just smiling from ear to ear in a good way because Everything she told me about her project, it was just like, wow, that's exactly what I'm trying to deal with.
Yeah.
To wonderful. Understand.
Rita, I know you have amazing people involved with this project. So we want the names. We want to know why did you choose them? And so I think you need to be proud to bring to the table names like that.
And I wonder whether it would make sense for me to step back and tell you guys a little bit more about what the film is really about.
Absolutely.
And the research that it relies on, because I think that from that point, then we're going to be able to even speak to Lovia's story, where we say, okay, here's the scientific research that's been done on the topic, and now here is the survivor story of someone who is actually dealing with it. So to take a step back, this is what happened to me personally, and I feel that it reinforced the need for a film like this. A couple of months ago, I woke up around 6 o'clock in the morning in my apartment to some noises upstairs. There was a lovely gay couple who lived upstairs with their dog. I ran into them in a garage once, interacted with them, two young men. And I heard what sounded like an argument, yelling, crying, wailing. The dog was going crazy, running around the apartment. I could hear the footsteps. And I thought, what is going on upstairs? Are these guys fighting? But I could only hear one voice, and this was really weird to me. But it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I thought, Rita, just go back to sleep. I usually get up around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so I went back to sleep. I got up later. And I set up my desk by 9 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting there and my window overlooks the little courtyard of our apartment building, which is a very kind of an intimate, beautiful apartment, only has 11 units. So it's very small. And what I see is a woman standing outside my door with stretchers next to her. And at this point, I'm thinking something happened. There was a medical emergency. And so I opened the door and I asked the woman, I said, is everything okay upstairs? And she says, yes, kind of tentatively. I close the door, but I'm still looking out. And at that point, I see another woman come down, and she's wearing a jacket, and she turns her back to me, and it says coroner. Oh my God. And then within the next few minutes, I see the body being brought down, the police coming to the building, the mother clearly of the man who passed away. And I said, what happened? And so through some investigations, I found out that this young man died of drug overdose. And this was very serendipitous for me because I was just doing research for my film on this specific topic. As it's turned out, there were 70,000 overdose deaths in the United States in 2017. Two-thirds of those in drug rehab report being abused and or neglected as children. So there is, of course, the problem with the actual drug itself, right, being the synthetic drug that's being brought from who knows where, and it's just too potent, it's just too strong for the human body, and even in, you know, low quantities can cause death. But there is another component of it, and that is what is happening with the person? Why are they actually taking the drugs? And this is where we need to look at child abuse and neglect. I found the research that Canadian doctor Gabor Mate has done, and I really want to recommend books to the audience of this talk show, because he has done tremendous work compiling research and actually stating that essentially childhood trauma impacts early childhood brain development. And this is what I really want audience to take away from this research that I've put together now, is that it is the brain that gets impacted, the executive function of the brain responsible for things like impulse control, delayed gratification. And so that all is tied in with addictions. So when trauma is present, brain develops susceptibility to addictions later in life. In fact, about 30% of adolescents who were abused as children or neglected, just as big of a problem, will develop a substance addiction by the time they're 18 years old. Okay, so these are alarming statistics about this issue. And another study that I discovered, and this is what people may be familiar with, is the ACE study, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. This was done in the 90s by Dr. Vincent Felitti, and it was a study done with 17,000 participants. So this was a large pool of people, and they reported on their childhood experiences, adverse experiences. So there were 10 questions, such as, were you physically, emotionally, sexually abused as a child, neglected? Was your mother or father in prison? Did they divorce? The best score was 0, okay? I did not have these experiences, and the worst score would be 10. And what these researchers had found was that two-thirds of the people who submitted the survey reported at least one of these ACE studies, and about 13%, or 1 in 8, 4 or more of these ACEs. The higher the score, the worse health outcomes, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. This is connected to your personal story, Lobby, so we're going to talk about this. And then another component of this is mental health. So people who reported 4 or more of these ACEs are almost 5 times more likely to develop depression and 12 times more likely to have attempted suicide. So my film will combine the research that I had just described and survivor stories to tell the full story of what this issue really is and the magnitude of this problem.
Wow. As you mentioned, Lovie, before the show, we had a long conversation that as a grown-up, person, you believe this, you got some issue, and recently they found that on your brain you have certain type.
Well, I'm still trying to soak in everything Rita said.
No, this is like, it's a completely different perspective, because this is like so many issues leading to what we are talking about today.
Whoa.
But you as a grown-up, not only you need to get out of your own memories and getting angry, do something about this, and you were abused by family member?
Yes. And go ahead.
Yeah, and then, right now, as a grown-up person, and still, like you say, you're functioning, you have education, you are really bright, you're a filmmaker, you're great with music, you're a wonderful actor, so you have so much going on in life, but you are just finding out that your closest family is dying.
Yeah.
So could tell us what's going on?
Number one, the tagline for my film is, if all of your past shaped you, what would you become? And, that's kind of a trick question, because your past does shape you, or we wouldn't be having these types of conversations, making these types of projects right now. So number one, at such a young age, and I dealt with sexual abuse on and off between 6 and 13, and I told someone, and I was ignored. Yeah. Now, just like you said, your brain has to protect itself. It goes automatically into safe mode, whatever that is. And eventually, like you say, I started to get into drugs when I got a little bit older. But what I really understood now, and I can sit back now that I'm 42 and I can just look back at everything, it impacted my childhood trauma, impacted everything.
Yeah.
Relationships. I had problems in school, behavior problems, right. getting in trouble, getting kicked out of school, because I just needed attention. I needed somebody to say, you know what, there's something wrong. We're going to help you out. We're going to get this taken care of.
Right.
And that was never dealt with. So I recently, last year, I had a young brother, 29 years old, that died of a stroke. Mm-hmm. And Matthew, may you rest in peace. I love you. And he would drink alcohol when to deal with his problems. I had a cousin, Corey McClellan. He died of a stroke at age 35. He was also a drinker, but he was 18 years, 5 tours in the military. He was a G.I. Joe badass. Mm-hmm. But when guys get to that level, one of the things they do to cope is what? Substance abuse.
Right.
They have to deal with, they have to find some way to deal with silence. The things that they've seen. They have to figure out, how do I cope with this? So after I went through I was blessed to play. I was playing high school basketball. I played college basketball, got a full scholarship at Oklahoma City University. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in exercise science, got married, and signed a pro contract to play in England all wow. within a few months. You know, it was like you couldn't script anything better than
no.
that. But little did I know, that was the beginning of the end of basketball for me. We had a death in the family. I walked away from the game. My son was killed. That's a whole nother story. Aww. But it trauma continues to shape your brain. And remember, right. even at that age of 23, getting married, I still hadn't dealt with what I was going through.
Right.
I pretty much used basketball as this thing that just, it covered me over.
Right.
You know, and I dove into that, and that's why I was good. I was a really decent basketball player, and, you know, people were paying me to do that, but because I had OCD, because that was my way of being able to focus in and to be able to not deal with what I had going on around me. Mm-hmm. Eventually, once I got divorced, and then, you know, and years had passed, and then I finally got with my wife that I'm with now, things changed dramatically, and especially when I stopped drinking. Now, I still use medical marijuana, and that helps keep me calm. And yeah. that's the reality, because I'm doing this real. A lot of people, I use medical marijuana because anxiety. No, you just stress because you don't want to go to work the next day. But mm-hmm. my deal is really dealing with some actual stress, yeah. dealing with things that I got depression, and I don't know where it comes from.
You well, know? Now we do.
Now we do.
Right.
But it's like that's also now, and we had spoken about a study mm-hmm. they had did recently last year on war, on people who survived World War II.
Yeah.
And they did a study on their children. And their children had the same type of anxiety and mental troubles mm-hmm. as their parents. And they had never been through war. They never experienced that. It was a time of peace.
Yeah.
So that lets you know that not only are we dealing with things that can happen to us traumatically as children, but we're also getting things that's passed along to us genetically, because genetics are a roll of the dice. Yeah. You can get some good stuff. You look great.
Yeah.
And you get some bad stuff, and you deal with, you know, why am I depressed? Yeah. I'm actually having a pretty good day. Why am I feeling like this? Right. You know, what's going on? And I used to kind of not make fun of people, but I would be like, hey, man, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and
right.
just come on, you know, let's just go. And now I'm the one dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's a chemical imbalance in the brain. Yeah. This thing's, your brain gets rewired when you deal with trauma. Mm-hmm. And when it's not addressed, when you don't have people that protect you and put you in the right type of treatment to
right.
start to move forward, when you don't have that, your brain will do its best to be able to compensate.
Right.
To be able to continue to move forward and live.
That's right.
And if it means that I have to be a drinker.
That's right.
To be able to cope, then guess what?
Happens.
That's what's going to happen.
That's exactly.
Until
yeah.
you hit what you consider a rock bottom, because yeah. there's not always a rock bottom. There's always a trap door.
Yeah.
Don't ever think that, people. It's never over.
Yeah.
It's never over until you're talking to God, and then, well, that's that's
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
But there's always opportunity. But the biggest thing is we need to understand, you have to pinpoint what it is you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope everybody's watching, and hopefully people will be listening, because I know a lot of families are affected
yeah.
by these problems. And sometimes we don't know why our children, teenagers, are acting certain ways. Maybe we passed to them all of our anxieties from our past life.
Yeah.
problems and horrible situation, or maybe we are just having next door somebody right now being hurt like crazy, and we don't want to know. We prefer to leave. Oh, again, yeah. This neighbor's all, and again, child screams or something. I don't know. Like I say, we do not like to listen too much about stories like that, but I believe that our heart doesn't want to have these stories to be existing in our society. So it's like we want to clean, we don't want anybody to be hurt. We have open hearts, but So I think today's show is really, really so honest. And we have two amazing people. Not only did they have the life experiences, they try to work them through in the best way, especially you. With you, you have the storytelling in you, like you mentioned, Rita. I know you will do amazing documentary. And this is not 20 minutes. This is full length.
Yeah, this film is going to be a feature length documentary.
Mm-hmm. And like we already heard you, and you too, obviously, yeah. You are studying, you're looking for answers for yourselves, but you are getting ready for your film. Yeah. To be like just informational and have the stories of the people right. Who are trying to overcome all this horrible situation, memories and stuff. So you are educated right now on this topic. And I know you will be even more when
you by the time we go into production.
You know what? But yes. Ilona, you said a key word, educate. Knowledge is power.
Right.
If you don't know, then you're naive.
Absolutely.
Right? And then it happens right in front of you. You don't. No. We're here.
Yeah.
We're here. We're going to tell you the same thing, but it's going to be two different ways.
Yeah.
But you're going to get it. That's the whole point. We're going to educate you. We got to educate these people. Got to be educated. You got to, if you see something that's, you hear something, don't be afraid to speak up and say something. You might be anonymous. That's what it's there for. You don't have to tell your name and everything. You don't have to get involved in that way, but you need to keep an eye out. You know, it's like it said, it takes a village to raise a child. That's so true, because we are our brother's keeper. We need to look out for each other. That's why when Rita and I spoke earlier, protect the children.
Yeah.
But we protect the children by taking care of each other and getting back to interacting again. Yeah. Put your phone down. Yeah. Put your phone down.
Talk to our children and listen what's going on around your neighborhood. It really, really is important, because today maybe somebody else's child is hurt, but tomorrow could be your child in the same situation. I will be playing one more time the words from Michael Douglas about childhelp.org. This is an organization that if anybody has a need to learn more or see how to protect children who are abused sexually and just inform being anonymous, so you don't need to tell your name. You really, when you hear something, you have ways of talking about that. So people will be listening. People, there are places, there are amazing places around the California, which I hope I'll be having more time to talk to child help people who work there, and they will come here and hopefully they will meet you. So you never know how deeply we'll go from my side into your project. But right now, I know you have already amazing people with you on this project. So could you give us names and why did you choose them? Or you have another way did you want to go back? I want to,
And yes, thank you. Yes. And we're going back to that original question now. So the doctor I had mentioned from Canada, Dr. Gabor Mate, is a critical person. We are in conversations with him. He's devising, because now the sort of act three of my film is all about healing.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Gabor Mate is developing new systems of healing from this trauma. And there is a course now called the Compassionate Inquiry. And I spent 5 days in Northern California with Dr. Gabor Mate, learning this tool from him. And so, and that's when I spoke to him about the project and his involvement. So fingers crossed he'll join. The next one is James Doty. He's a neurosurgeon from Stanford. He was also present at the retreat. Incredible guy, obviously. He can talk about brain development and all these different things, as well as he has a personal story. Wrote a beautiful book, Into the Magic Shop, about his life and his humble beginnings and some experiences as well, adverse experiences. and how he lifted himself up and was able to get to where he is in life. So that's James. Dr. Ramani Durvasula, who's a famous psychologist in Los Angeles. She's been featured in the media, on Oprah.com, Dr. Phil's show. So she's been around and speaks, especially her expertise is on the perpetrator of violence and abuse. So she has a lot of shows on narcissism and topics like that, PTSD. Dr. Regina Pauly, who is a friend, she's a psychiatrist and is a founder of a nonprofit that has to do with healthy development of children, called the Center for Reflective Communities. We have a domestic violence expert, and then of course we have David Rodd, who is a mentor, whose name I've already mentioned. And last but not least, my co-producer, Marianna Mańkowska. So this is Accent On. So she's another filmmaker from Poland. She's very accomplished. She has had her short animated films screened at festivals around the world and in the U.S. and won many awards. And so Marianna's and I vision is to, when we present survivor stories, is to present them with using animations. And so that is what Marianna will be responsible for. So she's really a key person on the project.
Wonderful. I hope she'll be joining us.
Maybe yes, on next, the next time. Exactly.
Next time. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have Marianna. She also has personal stories to share on the topic. And she's lovely and speaks on it very, very well.
So. Wonderful. So I think I would love to play one more time the Michael Douglas announcements for people. If somebody has a pen and paper close, please listen and write his number and all the information.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
So right now, if we are talking about the project looks like it's starting right now. You have great people. You are surrounded by knowledge and educational, amazing title with wonderful schools, representing wonderful schools. All these people know what they are talking about. You know, what is the next step?
Yeah.
Yes.
The next step, so now that we are coming towards the end of our research, as you had pointed out, we have so much, we've gathered so much research, so many materials already, reading so many books. Now the next step is talking to survivors. Yeah. So we're hoping to be speaking with Lovi, and
I already say yes.
Yay!
No, I'm already on.
Yeah, because it's really hard to find men who would be courageous enough to tell their stories, and so kudos to Lovi for agreeing to be interviewed. We were able to get our message out in the local newspapers, Santa Monica, Malibu Times, and so. And we reached out, we solicited survivor stories. So many people wrote to me already. And so we're going to start setting up those interviews because they're amazing stories. People poured their hearts out in emails to me. So that's really the next step. When we have that, I feel like that will be the point where we can start looking into financing and into pre-production, essentially, at that point. Another thing I will mention is what's really important to us is to start to develop these strategic partnerships with nonprofit organizations, state institutions, federal institutions. I was at a DC conference on child abuse and neglect last week, and I was able to get a lot of resources and connect with many organizations. This was a conference that's only put out once every 2 years, and everybody from the whole nation comes to this conference. Social workers, lawyers who worked in the field, researchers, nonprofits. And so forming these partnerships with these organizations is also going to be key to the success of our film. So that's going to be the next.
But we are on the air, obvious, and some people are watching us today. And this video will be on the Facebook for a long, long time. Hopefully, people maybe want to get in touch with you. Maybe they have their personal life story, or they would like to just donate money, be involved in whatever way they think will fit your needs. So I think let's give people contact right now.
Please reach out to me at my email. And I think the best one is with my production company. So Rita, R-I-T-A, at kaziaproductions.com. We will include this information perhaps with the live stream, and so that the viewers will have it in case they had missed
it. But you didn't spell Kazia.
Yeah, I was just about
K-A-Z-I-A. Okay, so Rita.
One more time.
R-I-T-A at Kazia, K-A-Z-I-A, productions.com.
Wonderful. Do we have phone number to give all this personal right now? You do not want to.
I think that email would be best.
Okay, because you will
just
have
just
proof
so I
that
know
somebody
where it's coming from.
And okay, that's wonderful. So, Lovey.
Yes.
Even when we were talking about your lives, life and issues, I know that you are so creative person. That you are creating. I know you have so much on your plate right now. I would like people to know a little bit more. What is the future for you right now?
Well, being a storyteller, filmmaker, I'm constantly in creative mode as much as I can possibly be. And especially in light of a lot of health things that I've been dealing with, being in a creative process is very healthy for me. It's very therapeutic for me. So right now, I'm producing and directing and acting in a music video for a group called Seventh Freedom. Shout out to Seventh Freedom with Kim and Scott. Isaac Banks with Banks Radio Australia Valley FM 89.5. He's actually going to be putting out the music video out there. Once they get it going.
We have something going on 2 weeks from now in Canaan Club?
Yes.
Maybe we all will go.
Is it something that people can come and see? Yes, Seventh Freedom is performing. They're opening up for Berlin. So if you've seen Top Gun, you know that song. I ain't going to go there. But it's that Canyon Club will be the 24th, Friday the 24th of this month, May. And then other than that, the one thing though I am doing, and I want to let people know this too, is I wrote a full length screenplay dealing with my trauma, and it's inspired by true stories. So it's fact with sprinkled with fiction. But that's the way that I was able to identify, because when I had dealt with them, what I had dealt with, I dove into movies and TV and disappeared into that world, and that's how I stayed safe. But I am still doing stuff with that project, of course. We're looking to do the feature film soon. Shout out to Stephen Michael Cazada from Breaking Bad, who has been with this project for almost 10 years now. And he is a functioning survivor of child sexual abuse as well. And so I love you, man. Thank you so much for being on board. And then I love my wife, Lori, my unicorn of a wife. I can't figure her out, but that's okay because it keeps me on my toes. I love her. She has been instrumental. That's the other thing. When you're dealing with trauma, the best thing you can do is, and Albert Einstein said this quote once. He said, "I will not spend a quantity of my time with people of whom I do not wish to become."
Wow.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
You have got to surround yourself with the right people that will bring you up.
Yeah.
You don't need yes men and yes women. You need people that will be honest with you and say, no, Ilona, no, Rita, no, Lovey. You need to have those type of people that's healthy for you. Trust me. So with doing all these projects, we're actually going to be shooting pickup shots. I will just say this. You can go check out on YouTube the Protégé Project, the trailer. I'm going to email that to you special.
Yeah. Yes,
and but I want you to check out this trailer. We are. It's recently just got picked up for distribution, the short film version of it. It's a 10-minute short film. It's not even finished yet. It's like a rough cut, but the distribution company loved it so much. They want to connect with me, and they want to have an agreement with me for 11 years, which is insane.
Yeah.
But they see the potential, and they understand that this is a very unique story told from a very unique viewpoint. So please support. We're actually going to be shooting pickup shots just to enhance the 10-minute short film. So we're trying to raise money too as well. $1,500 That's all we need. But other than that, the biggest support we can have is word of mouth. Watch the trailer on YouTube and then send it off to all your friends. There's a graphic novel on ISSUU. It's a 10-page graphic novel teaser done by Dream Propaganda out in New York. Special thanks to Tony A. Angelo and Catherine Norland, two people that have been on board with me for since I've been here in California. Very special, special folks, Chris Rainey and Bino Edie. I love you, dog. These are all people that's been connected with this project throughout the 10 years that I've been developing this. And people don't understand, well, if it hasn't been developed in that amount of time, then it's not meant to be. No, it's all about timing.
Yes.
And you don't want to rush something like this.
No.
You don't rush it.
No.
You let it. And trust me, I've had people come on, fall off, come on again, fall off.
Yeah.
You know, and because it's a process, but the real people have stayed.
Stay. Right.
And then it's open because finally then you meet people that you feel like you can be able to connect with that understand your vision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to understand your vision. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, Rita,
we are almost, and you too, Lovey, you both will be back, I'm sure. But today, we are almost, over.
At the hour. Wow.
Anything else in very short?
That's it, really. I feel like I've covered everything.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for having me, Ilona. I really appreciate that. This is very important for our project to gain that kind of exposure. I want to thank Lovey for agreeing to tell his story. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. And I promise I will get you connected with my friend, book writer. She was also here. So hopefully if she'll be in LA, maybe she'll be sitting with us because her life story is really, really... from the woman for the child girl perspective is petrifying, and her book is on Amazon. But we'll be talking about that next time, all over the phone when you'll be here. I will connect you, and obviously with a lot of wonderful guests who are dealing with the subject of trafficking, children's trafficking. I'm hoping I got really great people on. mayors of the towns who are dealing with this issue too. Yeah. And I'm hoping to maybe get you some political point of view on what you are doing. But it takes time. So hopefully people will be returning my phone calls and we can move forward with introductions. Okay. For right now, I would love to say bye and thank you for today's show. And I would like to finish our show with Natasha Mira song Calling Out to Me.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I'd find my destiny. imagine who I'm gonna be.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.